Hi, my name is Lauren Cartwright, and today I'm going to be talking about opinions, critical thinking, and the physics problem-solving method, and how they all tie in together. And basically, opinions should generally be based on substantial evidence and preferably facts. And that evidence is gathered in everyday life throughout our own experiences, and that's what causes people to form their opinion, which they base on their experience. And all opinions can be changed when new evidence presents itself. And we base our opinions on what we currently know, but you never know when new evidence or facts or experiences will force you to change your opinion, when the evidence is non-debatable. Nothing is set in stone because any opinion can change. Sometimes we decide not to change our opinions, even when all evidence points against the validity of the opinion, just because we don't want to change the way that we think. It's like we just see what we want to see, and we ignore the facts because of how we feel. So, the problem-solving method, what it does is it improves the process of critical thinking, and it helps to train our minds to come up with the most logical and accurate predictions and conclusions, which you can not only use to help solve any problem, but you can use to arrive at more accurate opinions as well. And the problem-solving method helps us to think more critically, and gives us a better approach to our physics problems than if we hadn't used the problem-solving method to arrive at our answers. And it will train your mind to evaluate physics problems based on the facts that we know in science, and it'll give us a much better chance of arriving at the correct answer, and it'll help us to do the problem the right way. And we can use that in any kind of science, or really any kind of situation in life where we need to form a conclusion. And formal training in the physics problem-solving method produces more successful people because they have a more effective way of solving problems and thinking critically than other people do. And they can not only use it to arrive at more accurate solutions in their future education, but they can also use it to evaluate life situations more accurately as well. And an experience that I've had with someone who did not use the agreed upon definition of opinion, and who didn't use the problem-solving method to base their opinion on, is I knew a guy that once said that he didn't think that guys and girls could ever really be friends, because a guy only likes girls for one reason, and to be with them romantically, and they would never really want a girl as a friend because that's what guy friends are for. And he said that there's always going to be like a hidden agenda, and that no guy ever really just wants to be friends with a girl. And I think that that's kind of biased, because maybe that's true for his experience. Maybe he's never wanted to be friends with a girl, but he's not taking into account, you know, other people's situations and how everybody has a different relationship between every two different people. And you never know if maybe there are a guy and girl that, you know, really are good friends because of their situation, and that's all that they are. You can't really say how it is for everybody, because you're only evaluating the situation from your own standpoint and not taking into account other people's situations. So I think that not taking into account all the evidence can lead you to form a biased or a wrong opinion. And that is my example. Thank you. Bye.